idea that, like, you know, that agencies are collecting anyway, movement data, they're more of a collaborative network, and it's also kind of pitched as we're going to, like, try to answer the questions that local communities have.
Yeah.
Basically, it's kind of be their research arm, a little, that's sort of like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, a big portion of it is, like, you know, kind of next generation remote sensing. There's the
right.
Vegetation. Insect harassment index modeling, although that's hard. It's just like where do you get good wind data? You know, I guess.
Yeah.
It doesn't really exist. So anyways. But the animals can tell you a lot in their movements. So, to some extent if you really look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's like that project. And obviously like a project that's like that grand and broad can go a lot of different ways.
Right.
Yeah,
I think that's...
Anybody that's interested in caribou could look into that umbrella, right?
Right. I guess I like the open-endedness of it, and also the fact that you've already spent, like, a great deal of time developing movement data tools. So you're, like, the person to, yeah.
For that end, yeah, but, you know, what I'm missing, what I really am missing... like real deep field based insight. I mean, you have more than I, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel when it comes to caribou, like I've been working with caribou now for like 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the opportunity to go to the field a couple of times, do some aerial survey type stuff. But like an aerial survey, I feel like that's not even really in the field, right? You're like in the air.
Yeah.
Right? But my background is really like very field oriented. Like I spent, as a graduate student, I spent like 3 months at a time on these in the North Pacific observing sea lion. That was just
yeah.
So I feel I've been really anxious to spend more time out there with people. Get to know things a little bit better, but I can't lead a field project. It's also a little bit different now, just kids and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Not high school anymore. So so there's more constraints, but yeah, but you know, and then so that's sort of my plan is to like spend time up there building relationships also and like spending a lot of time with these co-management boards.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you have a Canadian passport or something?
Oh yeah, I am Canadian, so I'm a dual citizen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so if there's any need for I was raised in the States, but my dad was born in Montreal, so I could claim citizenship through my Quebecois relatives.
Do you have family there?
Yeah, mostly my grandma's family is there, so I spent some time with them. They all came from Gaspé Z, so they were all in very rural Quebec for a long time. But.
Well, I mean, for what it's worth, Syracuse is very close to Quebec.
Yeah, I know, I was thinking that too, I could go visit some people.
No, you won't be that far away from some parts of your place. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I don't think it's that important. It's not that important to Canadian. I'm not a Canadian citizen, but like I do a lot of work with Northwest Territories, and
yeah. Do you already have any relationships with those co-management boards? Or are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yes, I have direct. Yeah, I mean the ones I've worked with, I've specifically done work already for the Wiquemeshi Renewable Resources Board, which is in Wicho.
Okay.
Area, and then I've also worked sort of directly on contract in a way for the Yukon North Slope Water Management Advisory Council.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then I'm sort of indirectly. This is like a relationship that I'm building. Let's put it that way. Is with the Barbara Lee Kaminariak Resource Board. Whatever.
Where is that?
In Nunavut.
Okay.